Chapter 4. On Monday morning, when he went into his accounting office, Kurt put a note up on the fridge. It said, Anna Torstensson. I knew what it meant. He was worried about Anna Torstensson, possibly because of thoughts that had come to him during prayer the night before, possibly because of something mentioned in all the church meetings he had gone to on Sunday. He wasn't allowed to tell me why, and he was at work all day today, but he was hoping I might have a chance to go see her. Sometimes weeks went by without a note left on the fridge, and sometimes there were several names all at once. I didn't always have time to see to everyone the day the name went on the fridge, but I did my best. I knew that Tobias Torstensson was ill, and that at his age, any illness was something to take very seriously. Other than that, I wasn't sure what Kurt thought Anna might need. I did the dishes from Sunday evening. I always wish in the mornings that I was one of those women who couldn't go to bed with dirty dishes in the sink. But of course, the night before, I am always glad I am one of those women who can go to bed with dirty dishes in the sink. After that, I took a shower. I was tempted to go out walking first, but I didn't want to keep putting off something Kurt had thought was important. I made up a quick batch of cinnamon rolls. After they had baked, I left one pan cooling on the stove, then covered the other in aluminum foil to take with me. As I stepped outside, I glanced at the Helm House just below our hill. The yard was still covered in snow, but Kelly and Jared were out playing on a sled. Jared was dragging Kelly along with a rope around his chest. Apparently, she was in afternoon kindergarten. I waved as I walked by. Up the street, the Torstensons had a large lawn that in summer was beautifully kept. Even now, in winter, three bushes with red berries on them decorated the edges of the yard. Seeing them made me shake my head at our rather dull yard. I could blame it on Kurt's being too busy these days to devote himself to yard work, not that I was willing to give up my books or cooking to pull weeds either. But even before Kurt was called as bishop, he had preferred to spend his Saturdays with the boys, playing football in the backyard or working on Boy Scout projects.